Local shares have made a reasonable fist of things in early trade on Tuesday, given the losses that we saw on Wall Street overnight, but it must be said that that weakness was concentrated in the tech space, reflected in a near 1% loss for the NASDAQ. The S&P 500 and the Dow were only down by about 0.2% by comparison. So the local market did well to start the day with a gain of around 15 points, which is what we were getting from the futures in after hours trade. But over the course of the morning, ground has been lost, and we're looking at the ASX 200 just in negative territory. So there are only a couple of sectors that are higher in early trade. The most improved are the energy stocks, and that is a reflection of the continued improvement in oil prices. There are a couple of reasons behind this, not least of which is there's evidence that the production cuts from OPEC are having an effect, that inventory levels are beginning to stabilize. And additionally, from a geopolitical perspective, there is a referendum that will be held in Kurdistan, but the Turks are threatening to cut off the pipeline that services oil supplies from the Kurdish area. So that is problematic, and oil prices have risen as a result. On the other side of the coin, we're seeing financial stocks generally weaker. Mining stocks are also lower. Fortescue Metals down by more than 1.5%, Rio down by about 0.4%, BHP down around 0.5%. The primary reason for that is that iron ore prices have been consistently declining over the course of the recent fortnight. In fact, they're down by as much as 14%. As far as company news is concerned, agri-chemical group Nufarm down 1.5% following its earnings result today. Sydney Airport's up by 1% on news they'll be appointing a new CEO, a former GE executive. Premier Investments down by 4% on the back of yesterday's earning result. And Murray Goulburn, it continues to move higher in broader terms. It's down by about 1% today. It was up 6% yesterday on the back of takeover speculation. And the Aussie dollar is a little bit weaker at 79.4 US cents.